Hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Okay, we're back.
Keith McPherson on the fan inside the 1 o'clock hour. Good morning to you wherever you are. Thanks for listening. Whether you're in the car or listening on the free Odyssey app or on the computer or watching on TikTok. We're talking sports here. This is my last hour. We're mostly focusing on the Yankees because the Rangers lost. The Knicks been lost. Save us, Yankees. You're our only hope. And, man, I hope to see Jason Dominguez. Earlier, I was telling you guys I had a conversation with Marco about an hour ago before the last update because I'm just trying to figure out a way for Dominguez to be with this group, right? So his rehab assignment got extended. This week was like the deadline, and they added another 10 days, and he'll join. He's already joined the Rail Riders in Scranton. And in my mind, just trying to figure out any way, I'm like, Trent Grisham is expendable. Why can't this kid come up and be on the bench as a 21-year-old, learn from Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and do the Trent Grisham play center field once a week, Jamai Jones pinch run, be a late pinch hitter against a certain reliever? Like, why can't we get him into the fold right now? And Marco started to talk about it, and I agree. I don't know. I don't think any of us know. We're all kind of just trying to figure out, how do we get the Martian involved from the 8 games we saw last season?
Yeah, look, I don't think the once a week or whatever it is, or learning on the bench, I don't think that's the Yankee plan, and I don't know if you really can do that at his age to be what he's supposed to be and learn that way. So the Yankees got to figure out a way to get him to play. Now, because everything's flying and everybody's healthy and everybody needs to be in the lineup, he's going to do that in AAA until he's 100% ready and ready to go. The Yankees don't have a lot of questions between now and October. I mean, that's the luxury you have when you play this well, when you're this good, and everything's going right. But they do have this, I don't want to say problem, but this part of the equation that they're going to have to figure out. Dominguez has to be a part of this when you get into September and October, and possibly is batting the lineup in the playoffs to get them over the hump. They got to figure out where they shoehorn it. Now, is it an injury? Stanton, I'm looking at you. Is it somebody that winds up going down and it becomes easy, like Clark Schmidt goes down? Where's Gerrit Cole going to go? And all of a sudden, there's an opening in the rotation. It's going to be something where maybe it's organic. If it's not, and everybody's healthy and everybody's hitting, they're going to have to figure out where they shoehorn Dominguez into the lineup on a somewhat consistent basis in August and September to find out if he's going to be a player for them in October.
Yeah, Lou from Astoria suggested that, you know, it could be Verdugo who doesn't play.
And I'm like, No.
He's looked at right now as one of the best defensive left fielders in baseball, and he is the catalyst, in my opinion. He is the change in this clubhouse, the dog stuff, the barking, the left-handed bat. We haven't had that guy in left field. He goes nowhere. He plays every day.
No, Verdugo's not the guy. And I know a lot of people could think that, well, he's not part of the future. He's not next year. He's part of right now. Verdugo needs to be in the lineup for a lot of the things that you just said, and it is partly the clubhouse. He has changed some of the vibe. He's changed some of the culture, and he's also one of the guys that puts the bat on the ball inside the lineup, and he's become a big key in the middle of the lineup with all the big bats with Judge and Stanton. He needs to be there. Judge, obviously, is an automatic. Soto's obviously an automatic. Stanton needs to stay in the lineup if he's healthy. He brings an added dynamic, and as much as everybody can, you know, complain about all the things that Stanton doesn't do, he adds a lot to that lineup.
I have no problems with Stanton right now.
He needs to be in that lineup. He's part of it.
He's getting paid to be in that lineup.
He's a big part of this.
Let him rest once a week. He's been hitting home runs. I've been fine with him.
I don't know. Is it as simple as, well, Rizzo? I firmly believe, and I know his defense has been awful this year, Rizzo still needs to be part of this lineup because he is part of the leadership, and he's also defensively at first base. He brings an element. You got to hope his bat comes around, but he's part of the equation. He's part of the answer. And it doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room for what the Yankees have. Obviously, none of these guys are going to be able to play second if you want to take Gleyber Torres out of the lineup, which I don't think they want to do. None of these guys can play third, so DJ LeMahieu doesn't come out of the line. There's not a lot of spots, and I don't know where they shoehorn it. And it could be something as simple as when you get into the playoffs, it's all bets are off. Whoever's not hitting, even including Verdugo, whoever doesn't hit in the playoffs sits, and whoever does, plays.
Especially
that's as simple as that.
With these guys who haven't hit historically.
Different. Totally different. But how do you know who's hitting if you don't shoehorn it into the lineup in September and October? You got to find out.
September call-ups, he'll be here. But, like,
now, mind you, it's not 40 anymore. So it's only a couple of guys. And it can't wait that long. He's got to find a way. And this is, look, this is the questions you have when you're good. How do you get an extra bat in the lineup when everybody's hitting? Oh, to be so rich to be able to have these problems. Yes, but it is something for the Yankees to figure out between now and when they get set for the playoffs. I can't believe we're sitting here in June already discussing what the lineup's going to be in October, but that's how good they've been, and that's where you need to go. Getting to the playoffs is not good enough. Winning in the playoffs is what it's about. They're going to have, again, if it's organic and somebody goes down, nice and easy, real simple. If it's not, that's a question for Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. How do you figure out how to get this kid in the lineup on a somewhat consistent basis without sitting someone that's vital and necessary to your lineup?
Yeah, I think he went 0-for-3 in his first game with the Rail Riders. I think Bruce and Flushing called to say he's only had, you know, before that 13 at-bats. They're going to let him get his triple-A seasoning, developing, and he might just stay there for now, which is perfectly fine as
well. That's exactly where he's
going to
stay.
Because these guys don't lose, and it's not like they're desperate and need him.
That's why this question is not for June 6th. It's not for July 6th. This question is for when you get into like August 20th, September 3rd.
And by then, guys are naturally going to break down, and this thing will materialize and make itself apparent.
You would think so. You would, especially with the history that a lot of these guys, Stan, I continue to look at you. There's a lot of guys that continue to break down, and you get late into the season, and you need, well, you know what? If Verdugo can use 3 days off because he ran into the wall 4 times last week, those are things that can easily get solved. But if they don't, and if they're just mashing and they're hitting and everybody's healthy and, you know, Stan's got 31 homers and he's playing every day, you can't just say, well, I got to play Dominguez. You got to figure out where. And it's not as simple as just, well, this guy sits or that guy sits. They're going to need all of them. And I don't know what the right equation is unless you play day off roulette like they did with Josh Donaldson and LeMahieu and Gleyber Torres.
No.
But you can't do that with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Right. You
just can't.
We have a consistent lineup now, and it's working.
Yeah. And again, that's why. Like, these are questions for 2 months down the road, but here we are in June. And again, the difference is over the last few years. Instead of, who the hell's going to play today? Is it going to be Jake Bowers? And can somebody at the bottom of the lineup and IKF get hot? It's now a simple case of, you know what? We've got a lot of guys. They're all hitting. How do we figure out how to get another one into this lineup? Because we might need them. And that's a good problem to have.
You mentioned IKF. There was a point in the game when Dennis Santana was struggling. I'm like, yo, put IKF in. He'll get it done.
Well, he helped out tonight anyway. The walk-off for the Blue Jays against the Orioles.
Yes.
So appreciate it, IKF.
Solid.
Thank you.
Marco Belletti, usually C-Mac brings you in. That's C-Mac's move. Sorry, C-Mac, you can do that at 3 a.m.
I'll be here all the night.
All right, 888-808-1019. Back to your calls before my time is up. My guy Avery in Manhattan back on the Fan.
Keith, Bleachers 203.
Was that you, Avery? Oh, well, now you're breaking up. But no way. That was you with the hat, with the white hat?
Yeah, with the white hat.
Bro, why didn't you come down? Uncle. Oh, security wouldn't let you come down. Oh, man, how funny is that? I was like, yo, there was a guy. I didn't know his name, but I was just yelling, Keith, and it was Avery.
Yeah,
and now your phone's breaking up, dude. That's
yeah, sorry about that. So, I'm yelling.
I can't now. This is a great moment. Real life and radio colliding. I've referenced this. If you were listening to the show, I'm like, there was a kid yelling my name. I didn't know his name, so I just kept yelling Keith back, and Avery was listening and called in, like, that's me. But right now, his phone's on the air.
Let me try something.
See, that's the crazy thing, too, about the radio. You guys know what I look like. I have no idea what you guys look like.
Is it any better now?
Much better.
Much better? Oh, so it was the battery on the phone. Perfect. Glad I fixed that. Great game tonight. We got to make this meeting happen, Keith. I got to actually meet you.
Was that actually you or no?
Yes. No, it was me. It was me.
Bro, you should have said it's Avery. I don't know
any
other Avery's.
I did. Right. I did say it was Avery. You didn't hear me.
Now, I guess I couldn't hear you. I heard my own name, and I was like, Keith. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
And because security now has all 4 points of entrance.
Security was guarding the entrance and bleachers. I was trying to explain to my uncle, we can't go because security is...
Oh, man. I was, you should have had your mom email me.
Right, exactly. No, but I mean, I really like, I don't know. I mean, you've touched on it all. I can't really add anything except, I guess, listen, this is what I will add. Although I feel like I just want to repeat it because you've said it so many times, but I want to let it soak in a little bit. Just how awesome it is to see this team being at the forefront of the focus of Major League Baseball again after so many ups and downs, and the sports world is going to have their eyes on New York. And just think about how amazing it is for that to finally happen again.
I mean, it's like, this is how it's supposed to be. That's why I keep telling everybody, like, I guess we're restoring the feeling. Balance has been restored. These are the New York Yankees. This is New York City. Like, there's a reason why they call this place the Bronx Zoo. Shout out to my guy, Jake. There's a reason why 43,000 people are showing up on a Wednesday to get a free basketball jersey. We're like that. And when the Yankees are like that, the fans are behind them even more like that. So, like, I don't know. I've lived this a couple different seasons and times, and it is great. But we all know the same thing, too, right? The detractors, the haters that are listening, like, yeah, whatever, can't wait till they fold in October. But what if they don't?
Yeah, what if they don't? I'm going to have to fly back from St. Louis.
I'll be right here, and I'm sneaking on some kind of float or parade. Yankee Stadium security, you can't secure Yankee Stadium down the Canyon of Heroes. I'm in there.
Anyway, I can't wait for the weekend. I can't wait for the weekend series. It's going to be a blast. No matter what the result is, just the fact that it's happening for now is all we can be happy about. And then when the time comes, we can be happy about that too.
Avery, that was a nice hat you had on, bro. And now I know, now I literally have your face and who you are in my mind's eye. So
I have a different hat every time I go. Keith, all right, I have so many Yankee hats.
Me too. But that was a nice white one you had. And did it have like the old school NY?
Game. Yeah, old school NY, All-Star game from, it's in my closet. I already put it away. All-Star game something. I bought it last year.
All right, well, listen, I plan on going to the game Friday if security lets me in. And I'm trying to convince my wife that it's important for me to go Saturday because it's not Saturday 105. It's a Saturday night game. It's going to be turned up.
Yeah. Well, I won't be there Saturday. I'll be there Sunday, but I'll be there Friday.
Okay, so Friday, I'm not hard to find. I'll definitely be.
No, you're not. I mean, I saw you.
But you didn't say your name. You were saying my name.
No, I tried to.
All right. Well, we'll try again Friday.
All right, we'll try to get it Friday. 203. I'll find.
Thanks for the call, Avery. 888-808-1019. That's hilarious. I was like, yeah, there was a kid at the top of 203 yelling my name. I just kept yelling his name back. And it's Avery who calls every night. And shout out to Avery's mom, who so nice. She took my business email to reach out to me and say, Keith, ignore the haters. And those people don't matter. I'm like, I know. I had haters in the third grade. Like, I don't mind a hater. They come with every type of territory with success. If you have a little bit of success, you know, I won the Goosebumps sweepstakes in second grade. They sent me all 50 Goosebumps books. I was pulling up to school with Goosebumps books and people were hating on the boy. It just comes with it. Fifth grade, I won the Pokemon Snap contest with my brother. Shout out to my brother, Sean. May he rest. It really was him. But we got the best picture in Pokemon Snap of Mewtwo. And then Pokemon and Nintendo sent us a bunch of like Pokemon stuff and swag and posters. And I went and flexed on people at school. And they're like, Scott thinks he's hot. I'm like, nah, I won this, bro. I earned this. So if you want to hate. But like, you can't get this. You can't just order it or go into the store. Your mom can't get it for you. Me and my brother won.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Good drop, Rami. Josh in Rockland County on the Fan in New York.
Yeah, what's going on, Steve? Great show.
Thanks.
I think the Yankees are missing two parts. They are a legitimate World Series contender, but, you know, two missing pieces is one. Play the Torres, you got to get the hell out of here. And all I'm saying, he's a losing player. I can't see him making boneheaded decisions on whether it's on the base side or making bad errors in the postseason. You got to trade him. I'm trading for something. I'd rather see Aldo Peraza. I have enough power. They don't need as often.
I don't know. Thanks for the call, Josh. It's kind of hard for me to pick on Gleyber Torres right now. Like, Gleyber Torres got the scoring going back-to-back nights. Like, Gleyber Torres is contributing with his bat. He's raising his average over 230. Hit refresh on your Gleyber Torres information. Like I said, I know. It's super frustrating to watch him let ground balls to second base go through and it starts a rally. Like, I think that happened against the Giants, and it happened against the Padres on this West Coast swing. And it can happen. It can happen. But I don't know. Maybe that's the last of it. Maybe Glaber has figured it out. He's starting to come along at the plate. Just go to his stats and look at his last 7 games. Look at his last 15 games. They love Glaber Torres. The Yankees love him. The players love him. That's why he's here. That's why, like, he's beyond reproach. Like, he had to sit, I think, 1 game in Tampa, and he came back the next day and he hit a home run. And now DJ is here, and they're not taking Glaber Torres' bat out as he's starting to heat up. And also, as the trade deadline is approaching, DJ can play second base. You want Glaber Torres to get going so you could potentially finally trade him to get something. But, like, now's not the time to kick Glaber Torres. Now is not the time to be like, Glaber's a losing player. We got to get him out of here. He's doing what he's got to do for me. I'm cool with that. And I know we got to find ways to pick at the Yankees and not be content and not love this team. But, man, I was at the stadium today, and I'm like, yo, this is fun. Like, how can you not? Like, how can you not love this team? Ryan is in Connecticut. Ryan is on the Fan in New York. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, Keith? I just want to say, first off, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of yours. I've been listening to you for a while now. When you did the Yankee game, I made sure to listen. And whenever I can, I listen to you on the radio. And then in the morning, if I miss you, I make sure to listen on the Odyssey app. So proud of you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You're killing it.
Thank you.
So I have 2 questions for you. So the first question I have is, everything right now is going really well for the Yankees, but I'm one of those guys that's like, I don't want to get too high, don't want to get too low. Being a big Yankee fan like yourself, what, I guess, is your expectation for the long run for this Yankees team? Like, how, like, are you in, like, the boat where, yeah, this is a team that definitely can take the next step? Or, like, where do you see this team?
We're about to three-peat. We're the last team to three-peat. Somebody said, oh, last time the Yankees won the World Series, you were in the fifth grade. No, when I was in the fifth grade, the Yankees were three-peating. So this team's about to three-peat. I'm kidding. Nobody's going to three-peat in baseball. But, man, we expect this team to be a number one seed. We expect this team to win the division. We expect this team to get a bye. We expect this team to win in the ALDS, win in the ALCS, get back to a World Series at the least, and then win it, man, and have the parade. Like, I've had these rants these last 3 seasons I've done on this network, on this station, about if the Yankees do this one thing, you don't have to worry about the payroll. You plant a money tree, right? Win the next World Series. It's in 4K. The world will watch a parade in New York City in November and be like, what is this? There's so many Yankee fans. People will come from across the world to witness this. So what's my expectation for the team? The same thing it was in 2022, obviously not 2023. Same thing it was in 2020, even though, you know, stupid Rays series and whatever. 2019, 2018, I knew they were cooked, but whatever. 2017, when we went on the magic carpet ride to game 7, one more game, we would have been back to the World Series. Like, I expect them to get to the World Series. That's their thing. There's a big banner in the stadium that says 27-time World Series champs. Like, you can't sell that if you don't get there anymore.
And then, but my other question for you, so I listen to the Fan, like, throughout the day, and it's like every time Soto does something good, then the next day Sal always has to go in and talk about Soto going to the Mets. But I haven't been able to actually, like, go to a Yankee game this season. I wanted to try to get out today and get that Soto basketball jersey, but I couldn't get out of work. But what, like, can you describe what it's like seeing Soto in, like, the Bronx? Like, how does he, like, interact? Yeah. Like, I see it on TV, but, like, what are, like, the vibes like?
Yeah, hell yeah. Great call and great question, Ryan. Thanks for saying you're a big fan and, you know, you listen all the time and you've been listening for a while. And if you miss it, you go to the podcast, because you don't have to stay up till 2 a.m. If you're tired right now, you can cut out and you can hear the rest of the show on demand in the morning. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Also, the Odyssey app has podcasts and the ability to rewind. You know, there's a lot of guys that I listen to in sports. There's nobody I would stay up to listen to. Anyway, what's it like watching Juan Soto? It's one part of it is. It's hard for me to realize that this is real because it is Juan Soto. Like, I've watched Juan Soto for years. I was at the Home Run Derby in L.A. I snuck down behind home plate, not too far behind, maybe like 15, 20 rows behind home plate, and watched him walk off that Home Run Derby and throw his bat. It was ridiculous. And I'm like, this guy's a dog. This guy is an absolute monster. The Washington Nationals offered him $440 million. He turned it down. Then they refused to fly him to L.A. He books his own flight, shows up late, proceeds to walk into the Home Run Derby with Dodgers fans literally chanting, "Future Dodger," boop, 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 hits home runs, wins the thing. I'm like, good grief, this guy is different. So it's just crazy for me to see that he's actually a Yankee when I see him run out and skip over the line and the Dominican flags come up and how the fans just absolutely love him. When he made that catch going to his left in foul territory, I was sitting behind home plate, but I saw it, and I'm like, Juan Soto defense. Man, the love that they gave him after, he knew. He turned around, looked at the crowd, and like, yeah, Juan. The whole game, everybody by the right field foul pole from, you know, 104 to even up to 204 to 203 and below, like, they're just trying to get Juan to turn around, and he does. He plays to it. Any break in the game, he's getting the fans going. He's never had an experience like this. He's never played for a team like this. He's never played for a fan base like this in a ballpark that's built like this. I literally film him. I film the roll call. If you look at my Twitter, it's on there. I'm like, Juan Soto is a Yankee. Like, this guy turns around for the roll call, crosses his arm, bows, like he's accepting it in. And it's the loudest roll call, of course, on his jersey night, but it's the loudest roll call, period. Like, it's also crazy to me to see him in right field because that's the judges' chambers, right? Aaron Judge was the one for years getting that same adulation. Having kids, judge, with signs and screaming and yelling for his attention and to get a ball between innings. Now that's Juan Soto land. And that's fine because Judge is fine with it. And anybody telling me that Judge is intimidated by Juan Soto and the presence of Juan Soto, you're crazy. Don't you see these guys do the Superman and then the crown, their handshake? They're a tandem. And they're one of the best tandems we've ever seen as Yankee fans. And I just can't wait to keep watching them evolve and grow and demolish and get to the main stage, man, the postseason. Well, the postseason is whack without the Yankees. Wait till that stadium is 50,000. Wait till it's a little cold outside. Wait till there's popcorn in the air and beer in the air and Juan Soto makes a play or Juan Soto hits a second deck home run. Movie. Cinema. One more call before we break. Jonathan, in L.A., my guy, you're back on the Fan. Tell us some more.
Yo, what's good, Key? What's good, man? Just letting you know, bro, if I don't call in, I always got you in my AirPod, bro. I got a six-year-old son. Got to take him to play baseball. I got to go get my lady. She's sending me to go to the store by this, but I always got you locked in, brother.
Appreciate you, fam. And you got the time difference, so that's a big plus. It's not 1:30 where you are.
Yeah, but I was my family just went to sleep. Like, you know, I'm going to step out, call my guy Keith real quick. But really quick, bro, regarding the series coming up with the Dodgers, what do you think about the matchup? We got Yamamoto, bro, on Friday. So we got him where we want him, bro. We got him at the zoo, man. We about to, man, I hope we let him up, bro.
Mama Yoto? Yeah, I can't wait to see him, right? We thought he was coming over here. There was a lot of people talking about Yamamoto this offseason. Man, get rocked. Come in here and get rocked like Ohtani. Come in here and realize, hold up, this is not West Coast. This is not the this is not the NL West. We've played the Dodgers. Or not the Dodgers, we played the Giants. You know, we haven't faced the Rockies, but we faced the Diamondbacks.
Just look at what happened to Yu Darvish, bro. Before we played him, he was scoreless for like the four games.
Yu Darvish he looked like he seen a ghost. He couldn't believe it. Like, how do they know? How are they on me like this? Because they're the Yankees.
Look at what happened to Logan Webb and to the closer of the Giants, bro. We exposed pitches, bro, and I really hope we expose
it's hell guys, for bro. Them. There's nothing they can do between Volpe, Soto, and Judge to start. There's good nothing luck. They can do. There's nothing they can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And so I'm going to hear you on the other side what you think about that, those three pitching matchups. And more information, bro, regarding the, all those people going, bro. So Billy, they talked to the owner. They're going to open Billy's bar 2 hours before. They're going to open at 2 p.m. just for them. So usually I think Billy's, they open at 4 p.m. But if just for them, they're going to open 2 hours before. And I guess some guy named Joe right there, he made sure that the under the bridge, they're going to close down the streets right there just for them so they could party it up.
Oh, okay. They're doing it so early. They're doing it at 2 p.m. The game doesn't start till like 8 o'clock that night.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
yeah, good for them. That's all for social media, bro. That's for them to take their videos and look at us. We're taking over. Yeah. None of us are going to be out there. We got stuff to do. This is New York. Just even commuting there with traffic, we're not heading to the stadium at 2 p.m. to rival the Pantone. So yeah, y'all do that. I'll text Joey. I'm friends with the owner of Billy's, and it's business. I'm sure they're paying for that.
Hey, Keith, I really appreciate you, bro. Like putting this on the map, bro. Because the last thing we have the Yankees fan living in L.A., bro. Last thing I want is my team to get disrespected and to be embarrassed like that by all those fans, especially if we lose. The only thing I hope so is just we kick their asses. And it is what it is, bro. I'll call you. You gonna be on tomorrow, bro?
I think I'm off Friday. Tomorrow night because I'm on Friday filling in for BT and Sal with C-Max, so I won't be on tomorrow night.
All right, so this is the last time I guess I'll talk to you before the weekend, though, for sure, though, bro. But
I'll do a live or something. I'll go live on Saturday. TikTok or Instagram or something.
I got you, bro. I got you, man. And go Yanks, bro. I got you on Instagram, bro. I couldn't send you a message, so hopefully you can send me.
Yeah, I have to look. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you, Jonathan. You know, we got intel out there. Yankee fans out in L.A. And, yeah, people can't DM me because some people think they could just send me crazy things. They think they could just write anything, bro. You can, but I have removed that option. You can't just DM me if I don't have a past DM history with you or I don't follow you. Because when I first came into the fan, I'm like, man, these people are wild racist, and like, these Mets fans are butthurt, and like, they're just taking it too far. I'd rather not. I'm a nice guy. I don't like to open my phone, and people are like, you know, I don't even have to repeat some of the stuff that I've read. So I just was like, I'm a former social media manager. I'm like, oh, I know how to fix that. No option to DM me. I'm not gonna have open DMs. I've heard that like Evan and BT have open DMs. I'm like, are you nuts? You let strangers just inbox you anything? I couldn't tolerate it very early. I'm like, because like then I'm like, I'm the type of, now I'm about to be on your page. Now I'm about to try and figure out who you are, who's connected to you. Even though your picture is Pete Alonso, like there's no way I'm going to figure that out.
Just because they're open doesn't mean you respond though, right?
Nah.
So like Evan and BT, they don't respond.
Nah, they'll read them. I'm sure they'll, you know, or maybe not. Maybe they let them pile up, but I just, you know, you can't DM me. So it sucks because there are people that are trying to reach me via DM that are supportive, that are cool. But I put my email on my bio. I put my like business email on my Twitter and Instagram bios for business. But I find so many people are using it not for business. Shout out to who's like, I don't even want to talk about it. It's not worth the rest of my showtime. The Yankees have faced the Padres, the Giants, and the Diamondbacks in the NL West. Those are the opponents that the Dodgers usually face and bully. I just think that the Dodgers, especially with them, like they had a little bit of a, you know, they started the season early. They spent $1 billion in the offseason. They're supposed to be better than they actually are. And I think that they're in for an awakening. I won't say rude awakening, but I think that they're in for an awakening coming over here to New York, the bright lights of New York City, and their fans as well. Their fans are smart. Thanks for that intel, Jonathan. They're not trying to march through Yankee Stadium on Saturday night at, you know, 6 o'clock. Mm-mm. Silly rabbits, that wouldn't be smart. At least they're using their noggin. They got in touch with owners. They're doing some business. Hey, can we pay you to open the bar a little bit early? We're going to bring 2,000 Dodgers fans in. Okay. Yeah, you guys have at it. Get your social media clips like, yo, we're taking over the Bronx. Yeah, whatever. Might send some of my Bronx goons over there just to check your temperature. No, but yeah, have at it. Because everything now is for social media. Everything now is for the internet. Everything now is just to, like, put on a front and say, like, oh, yeah, we took it over. But what I guarantee you is they won't be able to take over that stadium. They can't fly all the way over here. They can't fly that many people over here. And there's definitely not that many Dodgers fans just here. So the whole plan to, like, drown out the roll call. You guys heard how loud the roll call was today? Because I sent the word days ago. Yo, these Dodgers fans think that they're about to come here and drown out our roll call. Oh, okay. So more people are pulling up to 203. Like, no, sir. I'm here. I'm here. If we start taking attendance, OGs are out. Young heads are out. And there's generations of creatures pulling up. Like, I want a Juan Soto jersey, but I'm also going to boom this roll call. So when they hear this, wherever the Dodgers are playing right now, Dodgers fans know there's just no way. They're playing Pittsburgh right now. They lost to Pittsburgh 10-6. Yeah, they're going to be in for a little bit of an awakening. I got to make that sign. I got to put a note to make that sign. Shohei Ohtani bet on baseball.
I saw them in Queens last week. I kept yelling, where's Ipe?
You picked a good game to go to.
Oh, I went to the Jorge Lopez game. That was so much fun. It was. Dude.
I was like,
the
of
Mets entertain like no one else.
You would be at that game. You got to see the Shohei home run. Freddie Freeman was over there doing the fusion dance. Yeah, I can't wait for this weekend. But we got to sweep the Minnesota Twins first. Let's take a break here so we can come back and get through the rest of the calls. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Just talking about the Yankees and baseball and New York and fandom and all that good stuff. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cook it with the Brooklyn Boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to brawl. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise.
All right.
Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. The rest of
we're back. I got four calls to take. 14 minutes. Sorry for the folks on TikTok. I was trying to figure out the pitching matchups, and we'll do that now. Not overlooking Pablo Lopez versus Marcus Stroman, which will happen later tonight in the Bronx, 7:05. The third game of this Minnesota Twins series that I expect them to sweep. But we should expect to see Friday night, Yoshinobu Yamamoto versus Cody Poteet. Gavin Stone versus Nestor Cortez on Saturday, Fox's America's Game of the Week on Fox. And then Sunday Night Baseball should be Tyler Glasnow versus Luis Gil. That's a strikeout party. The way it's going to play out. The Dodgers will take one. The Yankees will take one. Yankees to take one, the Dodgers to take one, and then Sunday Night Baseball will be the rubber match with two aces on the mound.
How many pre-produced stories do you think ESPN does on Luis Gil?
Oh, a ton. Luis, king of the heel, this guy was optioned in spring training. How did AJ Preller not ask for him in the Juan Soto trade? Oh, this guy's got a brand new arm. If you remember a couple seasons ago, he came up for some spot starts. Yeah, you know. All right, 888-808-1019. C-Mac's coming up next, and I guess C-Mac's going to be off Thursday night. I think Pat Boyle is filling in for me. I was down to rock because I don't sleep anyway. I went to sleep last night at 4:30. Like, I just don't sleep. I get up at like 6. I sleep in spots. I take naps. I literally have mastered the 30-minute nap. I set the timer on the iPhone for 30 minutes. I close my eyes for 30 minutes. That buzzer goes off, and then I go do what I got to do. At any time, if I don't have a call or a meeting or something I got to do, I'm like, oh, I can steal a 30-minute nap. Bet. I don't ever sleep 7 hours straight. I don't ever sleep 6 hours straight. I have a baby. I have a night job. They do construction right behind my apartment, and I'm also on a street that is bumper to bumper traffic as people commute. Yeah, it is what it is. But sleep is for the rich. I'm not rich, so I don't mind. My guy Dwight in Asbury Park on the fan. What's up, Dwight?
Yeah, man. Hey, everybody talk about this home run pop the Yankees got. I want to see what they do when this, when October comes in the postseason.
Yeah, but for now, we just got to watch June, July, August, September. And that's fine because I like watching baseball.
Hey, listen. Yo, the NCAA track, my guy Jamarian Stubbs from Alabama State made to the finals in the 200.
Yeah.
Check him out Friday, my dude.
Yeah, I looked up him running the 200. He was absolutely getting it.
Yeah, he handled his business.
Man, I used to dream of being that fast.
Yeah, listen, he going to drop another sub-20 Friday. Trust and believe, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking out for him. Incredible. Like, and you can, like, it's great too now. If you don't catch it, you can just Google it and, or not Google it, look it up on Twitter and see it. Dwight, thanks for the call. You're the man. 888-808-1019. Track, Olympics coming up. I used to run track. I think I ran like a 22 something, but really like 23s in a 200. 200 was my best, like, track event because I was fast, but I wasn't 100 straight fast. I needed to run that curb, get my stride going, and then run that 100. Used to love going to track meets. Ton of baddies, you know, back in the day when I wasn't married with a kid. And washed. Derry in Belleville on the fan. What's up, Derry?
Keith, how are you, my man? How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Man, big, huge fan of you, bro. Huge.
Awesome. It's crazy to even hear that. It's been 3 years on the radio. Like, I was just like I'm a huge fan of Lil Wayne, but that took 20 years.
Yo, you, my man, huge, huge fan of you, bro. I think you bring a aspect to the fan that I love, man. Thanks. And I think your fans also do.
Thank you.
Now, this is where I'm coming at, man. I think that I don't think no one's ever brought this up to you, or I've heard on the fan. Think about this. When Alex joined the Yankees, right? He was the best shortstop in the game, mm-hmm. right? And Jeter being, you know, our captain, our guy, which I love the guy, you know, my whole life.
Champion.
You know, he absolutely, I don't think he ever welcome, you know, Alex.
Because
I truly believe this.
Because they were friends when they were young and coming up, and then Alex said some stuff about him that Jeter didn't like, and you know how Jeter is. Like, Jeter don't forget that type of stuff. He holds a grudge. He's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's like, man, this guy's just kind of trying to come over here and jump on the bandwagon. He can't win over there. He's got to join us.
Keith, I totally get it, bro. But, like, you being a captain, the face of the franchise. Come on, man, you gotta let that go. You listen, everyone that knows baseball knows this. Like, Alex was really the bigger man. He went to third base at that time. The best shortstop in the game was Alex, and that's
He gave up the position to join a winner, and he was able to win one World Series 2 years later.
Keith, I totally understand. But what I'm trying to say is that I don't think Jeter ever welcomed Alex. Where this is what I'm trying to bring up, that no one brought this up. Like, Judge has not done that. Like, Judge is our captain. This is my
thought
guy.
You were going there.
Love this guy. And Judge has welcomed, you know, Soto. You part of the family, my man. Yo, I love you. I love what you do. Listen, you're going to help us win. Listen, Judge hasn't won a ring. So he realizes, yo, I need this guy to get to that next step. And I want to know from you what you think about what I brought up.
Great point. I knew you were going there. Thanks for the call, Derry. Talk about, like, giving up a position, right? Like, Jeter wasn't about to move to third base and say, here you go, Alex. I know you're a better defensive shortstop than me and a better hitter. No, he's like, bro, like, this is my, like, I was drafted by this team. I'm homegrown. Like, I won championships with this team, and you're coming over here? And I don't even mess with you anymore. We were cool when we were kids, but now, like, nah, you're goofy, bro. But they ended up figuring out how to, you know, listen, you don't have to be best friends with guys. It's great that this Yankees team loves each other. Aaron Boone loves this current Yankee team. Aaron Boone says this is as fun as it's been being the Yankee manager, and all you hear is how these guys love each other and the chemistry in the clubhouse, and they fight for one another. Great. But, man, props to Aaron Judge, because when Aaron Judge was struggling in April, folks said, I think, three things. He's washed. He's 32. He's cooked. He's just not going to be what he was in 2022 ever again. He's donezo. That contract's going to suck. Or, hey, he ran into a wall. Dodgers, we owe you for that wall thing. I did not forget. I will be bringing that up. Hopefully we sweep them. I didn't forget. But, like, the second thing that people were saying about Judge was, hey, maybe he's compromised. Maybe that big toe still hurts. Maybe that big toe, that base is connected to an oblique, an ab, a spring beat up, a MRI on your midsection that he got pulled from spring training, and it's April. Maybe that's still lingering. That's what I was on. I'm like, he doesn't look right. His timing's completely off. Maybe it's because he's not healthy. And then other people were saying he's being overshadowed by Juan Soto. This has quickly become Juan Soto land. He had to move out of right field. Juan Soto is now turning up the fans in front of the judges' chambers, and the bleacher creatures are loudest for Juan Soto, and Judge can't handle it. And I immediately was like, Judge has no equal. He doesn't. He's the tallest guy around. He hits the ball further than everybody else. There's no better baseball players around. So I knew that wasn't the case. But, man, to be the captain of the New York Yankees, to command that contract, and Juan Soto comes here, and the first thing he said is he's the best hitter in baseball. Because Judge went through that season last year, losing all those games, being hurt and watching this team with a bunch of scrubs off the scrap heap, guys that nobody wanted, journeymen that we were like, these are New York Yankees. The Yankees are supposed to be so famous that they don't need names on the back of their jerseys. I'm sitting in the ballpark, people are like, who are these guys? I'm telling them, hey, that's Isaiah Conner-Falefa. That's Willie Calhoun. That's Jake Bowers. That's Billy McKinney. That's Greg Allen. That's Franchi Cordero. You know what I'm saying? Judge was like, never again. And the Yankees heard him, and they went out and got Juan Soto. So, of course, he welcomes Juan Soto. And he's a better baseball player than Juan Soto. He can play center field. Yeah, Juan Soto, you take short right field. Lock that down. Focus on that every day. Be great there. And he has been. Judge has been great in center field. Great. Good for us. Thomas in Bergen County on the Fan. Hello.
Oh, Keith McPherson. Keith, I want to say again, this is Pete Rose, the guy that called you the other day about Lexus. First and foremost, I want to say you're a breath of fresh air. All day you just keep it gully, and I appreciate that. In reference to your pitcher from the Yankees, you guys keep calling him Hill. The guy's Dominican. It's pronounced Gil.
Why do the announcers pronounce it heel? I'm going to always go off of Susan Waltman because she goes and asks these players how they pronounce their names.
I get that. But the reality is, it's Luis Gil, yeah, not heel.
I know, but it's also Volpe, and people are still saying Volpe. I had to dump him. I'm fake Dominican. You know, me, African American Negro, but you know, I be with the Dominicans in the Bronx. I've been around plenty Dominicans. I could pass. Before I had the locks, I had the Mohawk. I told you a story how when I first met Joel, the kid Miro at MTV, he's like, bro, you look like a Dominican baseball prospect. I had the frohawk with the fade on the side of the fro. And the first day I think I met him, I was wearing a Yankees baseball shirt. Last call goes to Ralph in New Haven. You got it, Ralph.
Hi, it's Ralph New Haven. Calling about the football. I'm going to switch to football, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
The Jets. I'm not a Jets fan, but I kind of root for them. I think they're kind of the redheaded stepchild for the Giants all the time. I don't know why, but they are.
I lean gangrene, too. I'm hoping they have a great year this year.
Yeah, I'm if they don't have a great year, let's say they turn out 8-8, or they turn out 9-7, make the playoffs, get bumped off, or they don't make the playoffs. Let's say Salas is gone. You think he's gone if he doesn't make the playoffs? Is one question.
Yeah, he's gone if they don't make the playoffs. There's no reason to keep him.
Okay, now here's my other, I guess you call it a hypothetical. I think there's two guys out there. One is a perfect match, but that's, I'm just putting it out there. Now,
the Bill Belichick, one, Mike Vrabel.
No, believe it or not, not then.
Pete Carroll.
I used to be in New York. He was in New England. He coached Seattle for quite years, Pete Carroll. Now, I don't think he's the sexy one that I'm mentioning, but he's a good coach, good motivator, but he is older. He's up there in age. Right. But the guy I think that would fit in perfect, and I just found out, I thought he had three Super Bowl rings as a coordinator. He has four. He has the most of any coordinator. Is Steve Spagnuolo, who coached the Giants. It was one of his Super Bowl rings with the Giants. I thought he had two with the Giants.
Yeah.
Now, he was. I'm an LA Rams fan my whole life. He coached the Rams when they were in St. Louis. He didn't get a fair shake in them when he was. Now he just coached under Andy Reid. And he went into Baltimore this year and beat a team that scored 30-something points average and annihilated them.
Spags is a diabolical genius, and he's also very smart. He's not going to leave Andy Reid at this point in his career. He's over 60 years old.
Head coach again.
Did he say that? Did a report come out that he wants to be a head coach?
Yes, I just read an article about it.
Okay, I didn't.
And Andy Reid, now, if Andy Reid does retire, he may stay, and they may take him as the coach there. But to me, if he's ever open, I believe he would be first, he coached in New York, so you know he can handle media, right? And to me, I think he's an excellent coach. He just never didn't get a fair shake in St. Louis. The quarterback was hurt. He did not have the talent. But look at now with him. Now, don't get me wrong, Kansas City has a good team. But he gets more out of his players, out of Kansas City's players, than their defense is actually that good. So I would think he'd be a perfect fit for the Jets. What do you think about that?
I just think that the Jets are extremely young. I mean, they have the youngest player in the league at 20. He's a senior citizen. By the end of this year, he'll be 65. And Eric Bieniemy made the mistake of leaving Andy Reid as an offensive coordinator. Where is Eric Bieniemy now? Steve Spagnuolo is going to go try and collect another ring while Andy Reid is there. And I don't think he's itching to become the head coach of the New York Jets. The Jets? He's not trying to leave Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes and nah. Nah, but I mean, that was a good little turn to the right. All right, that's it. That's all I've got. C-Mac is coming up next. I'm out. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.